The first reading is taken from the book of Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the faucet of the temple was toward the east, and the water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me to the temple. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the other gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. He said to me, "This water flows from the eastern district down from the Arabia and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which it makes fresh. Whenever the river flows, every sort of living creature can multiply and shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, a fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, and they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is our refuge and our strength, and ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken, the mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. This is a stream whose gutlets run gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst, it shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. The waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. The second reading is a reading from a letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building, according to the grace of God given to me. Like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation. Another is building upon it. But each one has to be careful how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which is holy, which you are, is holy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in a temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And today is a feast day. It's a feast of St. John Lateran, and that's the church of the Pope. We always think it's the Vatican, but it's really St. John Lateran. That was the first, that's where the Pope is bishop of Rome, but it's also the first church of the world. That's why we always focus on this today. But again, it'd be sad if we just focus on the church of a building. Jesus is being very clear today, right? He says, when he's talking about, they're looking at the temple, and he says, "I'm the temple." And we got to remember that no building in itself is truly the church. It's Jesus who is the church. And then it goes deeper because the second reading talks about we too are the church, if you will. Why? Because we are the temple of the living God. And so the question always is, do I act as if God lives inside of me? Do I bring God to everyone I meet? Or do I just so focus on my own body and I think it's just mine? You are the place. I am the place where the Spirit of the living God dwells. We need to act it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.